had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you were trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But, again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation, because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. Away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
yo, what's up, y'all? This is Doug E. Fresh. And I want you to know, without a shadow of a doubt, this is what it's all about. You're listening to the Man Mindset.com.
Check. Test. Mike, check.
Hit it. The Man Mindset. You won't regret that you have met the man Steve the Dean Williams, putting it down for real every single time. Love, Dougie Fresh.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the Man Mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, it's your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the Man Mindset. Yeah, this is the Man Mindset. This is the Man Mindset.
All right, listen. She's perfect. Let me see. All right. Let's get it. All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, this is the Man Mindset. I'm your host, the Dean. We want to welcome everybody here. Got a great show for y'all guys today. Very good show for you guys today. Just want to let you guys know the thing about this show that's so beautiful about the game that we speak on this show, that we're 100% original, 100% real, and no tricks, no gimmicks. And everything we do is to give you guys an opportunity to see more of yourself as men than you can see. And what we want to say to you guys out there, we ask all you guys that are listening to this show is to go ahead, like, subscribe, get the notifications, and want to say thank you very much. And I think there's a misconception about what we are teaching here. But if you want to learn game the way we teach it, because no one else is teaching it this way, this is not a metaphor. We always tell you this is not a metaphor. Go get off of your lazy fucking ass and go buy your puzzle pieces. It's not a metaphor. It's not something cool to say or anything. Drive back home, dump the pieces on your table, throw the box away, and start the process of game. This is what we tell all you guys. Also, we want to give a shout out. Also, guys, for all you guys out there, got a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman, go ahead. We're here for about 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. And I want y'all to check this out. But y'all have questions, we got you. Call in, we got you. We got a great, great show where we're going to connect your mind, your thoughts, your laws, your rules, your codes, your principles, all these things, your scribe. All these things are going to connect on this show. So let us begin. Also, in order for us to begin, we got to begin by saying thank you to my dogs up here, the 323 right there. Shout out to you motherfuckers up here, right here. Appreciate you guys out there. And I want to give love to our community, our only community. And our community, what is that? Our community is, at the end of the day, the Me Pill community. And I want to shout y'all out. Shout out to the Me Pill community. Shout out to you guys out there. Shout out to the Me Pill community, the only community of everybody that grows. Hey, what's going on, Dane? Hey, Dane. Dane, welcome. Welcome. Let's all welcome Dane. Dane, thank you, brother. Thank you. Because what we want to do is we want to show you a new way of thinking that most guys don't think about, and everybody thinks that, you know, you don't have a chance. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. Lines are open if you want to call in. I welcome all you guys with nothing but respect. I know your time is valuable, so let's not waste it anymore. Last thing I want to show you is see that right there? In 2 days. 2 days, birth, and the birthday package will be released, $99, over 30 things where you get to hear and meet me talking to my teacher, my mentor. I'm sorry, right here. Oops. Shit. All right. So let's get into the game. Let's get into it, gentlemen. Please get your notebooks out. If I'm going too fast, let me know. We got you, man, okay? For the puzzle, do you go up? No. No. See, I don't want to complicate it too much, okay? No. Don't. Okay, listen. I'm going to explain something. This is where your mind is fucking with you, and your mind wants to trick you, okay? You just have to follow the playbook. You just have to follow the playbook because it's not just 100. Once you're done, you got to keep doing over and over and over and over again. So don't allow the mind to sabotage you to make you do more than what is necessary, okay? We try not to sabotage this show and make it harder for you guys. We want to make it simple for you guys. But, sir, very good question. Guys, you got questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. Much love, much respect for you guys out there. Lines are open, but let's talk about it. Gentlemen. In this game, hold on, let me change my music. Let's change the music a little bit because it's time to talk about game. It's time to get y'all, lace y'all on stuff without complaining. Here we go, hold on. Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. Gentlemen, I understand that you stop connecting with yourselves. And I understand for all you guys that right now your world is full of ups and downs. And not only ups and downs, unsuspected surprises. Let me give you an example. An unsuspected surprise will be you just going and minding your own business and you get around that corner and there she is. You're walking into the store. And there she is. You're in the checkout line, and there she is. All these unsuspected surprises can be things that do more hurt and harm against you guys. And for all you guys out there, don't forget our new track, we already laid it down, called I Don't Reply to Her Nudes, is out. Check the poetry page, but let me continue. Sometimes, guys, and I'm going to shock y'all with some stuff today. I want you guys out here to feel down. Listen to me. I want you guys to feel bad about yourselves when you don't talk to that woman, because we're going to get deep here because nobody's telling you that. See, here's the thing. Let me show y'all something. Everybody's trying to get you to run away from that. Fuck no. We're the only ones that's going to tell you. Listen to me. Nobody's going to tell you to. Everybody's telling you to run from fear, run from anxiety, run from excuses. And I'm saying, fuck no, we don't do that. I want you guys to run towards the pain, run towards the hurt, because the thing that I need you to understand, now listen to me, get y'all paper out. I wish I had my notebook. Guys, get right, guys, listen to what I'm showing you. It's going to get deep. Let me see. I'm going to do it on a little paper plate. Hold on. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. It's going to blow your mind. You know, I like to give y'all new things to blow your mind. And I want to show you when you run away from fear, when you run away from anxiety, when you run away, like everybody's teaching you to run away. And what do you think you're running away from? Ooh, God damn, we already starting hot. Oh, man. Guys, we starting hard already. Hold on, guys. I'm going to slow it down because I don't think y'all understand that. I don't think y'all understand that. I don't think y'all understand that. I'm going to slow it down. Every time you go to YouTube, you're always being told to run away from excuses, your fears, a lack of confidence and problems and all this other stuff, okay? Okay, all these things. And what I'm saying to you guys, okay? All right. What I'm saying is don't run away from it, because when you run away from it, you're running towards comfort, towards safety. You're running back towards the prison that is locking you in, and nobody is going to tell you this truth except for us on this show. We're going to get deep today. I felt bad 2 days ago, and I hate that feeling, Steve. I hesitated, got stuck in my head, and didn't put in my bid. How do I step letting this happen? Well, Joseph, you got to learn game. Joseph. Stop running away from your uniqueness, okay? Stop running away from your uniqueness. Gentlemen, let me explain to you guys, okay? The reason why I'm telling you to run towards your fear, towards rejection, towards anxiety, towards that feeling, because the only way you can wake up from this false reality that you're in is to be on your toes. Listen to me. See, when you run away from who you are as far as fear and anxiety, those things put you back to sleep into this world of the theater number one, the neighborhood of fear, your next door neighbor of anxiety. Like I told you, all the bad things that go wrong in your life, it puts you back to sleep. But what I'm saying is that when you go towards the fear, it's going to wake you up because you're on point at that point. Because guess what it does for the first time in your life that you don't even realize? It forces you to go down a different path that can ultimately bring you a greater sense of confidence. Whoa, man. Hold on. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. Hold on. I got to slow it down, okay? I got to slow it down, okay? I got to slow it down. I got to slow it down for y'all. Listen to me. As I said before, think about where I'm going at and what I'm saying to you. If all you do every day of your life is go down the same path in the neighborhood of poor me, how are you going to ever realize that there are other neighborhoods or other theaters outside of your mind? Listen to what I'm saying. We're going to get deep. Listen to what I'm saying. What if you can go towards a different path that can actually shift your perception? Because right now, your reality is the greatest lie that you're living. Your reality right now says you're not good enough. Your reality right now says that you are not an emperor. You're not a king. You're not worthy. You're not good enough. And the woman is better than you. That is a false reality. But what happens to you guys is that as a man, in order to change and shift the reality, we have got to be able to change the place in which we thrive and move and live in, gentlemen. Okay? This is what's so important with game. Because the beautiful thing about game, checking the phone lines, the beautiful thing about game is that this, it allows you to reflect and have a different perspective. The reason why you are feeling the way you're feeling is because all you're doing is playing over the same situation in your head over and over again. For a lot of you young women, a lot of you young guys, you have women not only renting space in your mind, but they own the land in your mind. They own the apartments in your mind. They own the buildings in your mind. They own everything in your mind. And you own nothing at all. Because something happened along the way that shifted your mind and it shifted your interpretation of what you actually think you are, which is the greatest lie. And I understand something happened to you. I don't know what happened to you, but something happened because something happened where somebody or something hurt you. And something made you feel inadequate. It made you feel small. It made you feel not trust the world. Maybe it was in high school where maybe something happened to you, or junior high or elementary school, where they teased you, ridiculed you, or you tried to fit in and people picked on you, or you felt like you were shown. Something happened outside of yourself, where you stopped believing in yourself and you started to accept lies and things like that that did not help you grow as a man, okay? And what happened to so many of you guys out here, you never ever thought about building what you are. See, I knew at nine, I was learning at nine, that I had to be able to have the skill and I had to focus on networking. Now, there were two levels of networking that I had to have, okay? The first one I always told you. My sister, who was very popular, and my mentor, both kind of like told me the same thing. The first level of networking I had to do was acclimate myself to the outside world, to the surface dwellers, to the different kind of people out there. Like I told you, the class systems, the nerds, the skateboarders, the goth, the pops, the rock, the the R&B guys, the breakdancers, the jocks, the popular kids, the rich kids, the poor kids. I had to learn to acclimate myself because in order to understand myself better, I needed to be able to fit in any situation. I had to learn how to network to become air, sand, and water to things outside of myself, not to form who I am, but to understand how things work beyond one's thinking. I had to hang out with people, and I became a people person, so I can hang out with anyway. But as I, that was network number one. Let me check the phone lines. There was network number one. But network number two, guys, I had to sit down by myself, and I really had to create in my fucking imagination the first part of networking that will propel, that have propelled me to what I am and being even better than what I was by not only creating, but trusting, caring, loving, and standing by this guy in my mind that able to take down my thoughts, my private thoughts, my private moments, the things that I needed to understand about myself, to be able to network with him by letting him know my thoughts and to be able to hold those thoughts and be able to learn that eventually those thoughts, I will be able to use those thoughts eventually by networking. Somebody to back up my ideas. Somebody to show me that there is more growth and potential in me. All I had to do is keep digging and keep searching to find the real me, to realize that in order to be exactly what you see today, I had to push aside everything and I had to look towards my scribe, my thoughts, and trust that person with my information to figure out how I can elevate and execute everything I wanted to do while at the same time learning people. I learned that no matter what circle I was in, there was always a sexy woman. No matter what circle I was in, I had to learn people. I had to understand thoughts. I had to understand why people moved and all these other stuff. Okay? And as I was doing that, and as I was soaking all this information in, gentlemen, unlike the average person out there, that for so many of you guys out here, unfortunately, the reason why I was able to slow myself down, slow my thoughts down, slow my moves down, was through the puzzle pieces and learning patience and discipline to put me in better positions. Because pieces gave me the ability to tolerate things, gentlemen. Tolerate waiting for any kind of delay without becoming frustrated or aggravated, because I am a very fucking impatient person. I'm a goddamn Leo. I have to be. When I think about it, I want it. When I want what I want, I go for what I want. But in that, I had to calm, not declaw, defang. I had to learn patience in myself, because learning patience, it was able to show me the more calm I am in a situation, no matter if it's adversity or if it's in front of a woman, I can control my thoughts and show patience to put me in a power position in front of a woman who is always in a power position with an average guy who is very impatient. I want sex. I want sex. I want sex. But I knew patience. But I also knew through the puzzle pieces and through patience and having these things and these mindsets and these in my scribe and networking, I was able for the first time is to see not just a tree in the forest. I can see the trees, the streams, and the mountains in which the forest rolls around. That's how deep I began to see. Because once I began to see it, I then, through my patience, was able to strategize better and network better and make moves better. Because what most people don't understand is that this was an attribute that could throw a woman off who knows that she can use her body to throw somebody off. And what I say to all you guys out here, I'm not going to get thrown off by a woman because I don't see her as you see her. I see her. Yes, I love writing poetry for my mouthpiece, and I love talking about things I like to do and all other stuff, but I do those because I'm communicating to myself. See, most of your mind and how you are because you are thinking less of yourself, you connect your feelings and your emotions to every situation, which then locks into your impulses to feel that I have to rush it faster. Guys, if you remember the guy yesterday, he wanted to have sex with the woman, but instead of just asking for what he wanted, he took her on a date, and played a role to get her in the car, to kiss all on her, to realize that she realized this guy was a fraud and a liar. And this lie, and this is why I would say there's no reason to lie to women. Let me ask this question. So that's where Bob Ross connects in understanding her mind is a blank canvas. No. Yes, her mind is a blank canvas, KP, but so is mine in the situation. When I meet her, she is a blank canvas in my eyes because remember, y'all have to remember this, and this is a great question for KP. She has only seeped to a level one or level two guy. That means she has seeped to a below average guy who she thinks is the standard. See, the man or the male or surface dweller who doesn't think anything of himself and worships the woman cannot paint anything because the picture is already painted in his head. And that is the standard in which a woman runs into from elementary, junior high to high school and college. So what happens is when I meet them or they meet me or however it happens, I am able to drive a mindset and a behavior. Is it bad to beat yourself up if you fail? 90. As I said before, write this down, sir, because you just lied to yourself. Thank you, 72 likes. You didn't fail. There's no such thing as failure as a man when a man doesn't look at the last domino. The last domino is what the woman is allowed to say and do. And that, let me tell you something. What she does is none of my business. I don't give a fuck. I embrace not failure and not losing. I embrace learning from the situation and not feeling bad for myself. But I am hard on myself when I get them. Oh, shit. I am truly hard on myself because my expectation, I always sabotage my successes to force me to feel like I can never be as great when I get them, sabotage myself. Because if I become satisfied with what I'm doing, then I have become you guys. I become complacent, and I can't become complacent. So then I must push myself harder, not when I learn and I don't fail. I push myself harder, okay? That's what I'm trying to say for you guys. Very important to understand in all this. Very important, but very good question. Very good question. But as I'm saying, a lot of you guys get caught up in this impatience and all this other stuff. And then all these things that happen to you with a woman, it begins to overwhelm you. And when you are overwhelmed because of the mindset, perception, and reality that you have, it's so great that you feel that you have to run away from that feeling because you want to be calm. You want life to be serene. You want life to be perfect. But what you don't understand, as you are running away, you're actually running away from who you are. Every time, I want y'all to think about this. Isn't it odd every time you see a woman, you feel a certain feeling that you run away from? But if you go on the internet and you see some red pill jargon or theory and all this goofy stuff that's going on, that your mind tells you to embrace it, not run away from it, but embrace it. But once you begin to learn game, your mind is not going to be gullible, naive, and disillusioned. It's going to see the poison that it is, okay? All right? Z asked the question, once she's dismissed, can she ever redeem herself? Well, that you're a king. You got to decide what is redeemable and what isn't redeemable. I don't know your situation, so I can't tell you what is why you dismissed her, because what you might understand, Z, is the reason why she's acting out is because you ain't got no damn standard. So maybe her acting out is because you ain't standing on shit because you don't have any game, sir. So maybe she's not the problem. Maybe you created the problem because you didn't have the standard. She saw weakness and started acting out. So that falls on you. There's no structure. Thus lies the problem. Gentlemen, when you go towards the fear, the lack of confidence, the anxiety, you don't understand how it wakes you up to think more critically and more creative when you're woke. The fears and the confidence are so great, it wakes you up. But when you run away, you go back to sleep. You go back to sleep. Do you see what I'm saying? And if y'all got a question, please put a Q, because I will not answer any questions if you don't put a Q there. Ask, put a Q if you have a question. If not, I will continue to go. What would your life be like if you can actually not take a step and see the big picture outside of your reality, but take a step inside of yourself and see the picture there? You cannot see the big picture if you are not a big picture type person, where you can see and solve problems instead of feeling like everything is an issue and everything's a problem. Women do not want to be with men like that. Women do not want to be around with people who are always whining, complaining, and feel that everything is unfair. They are too busy whining and complaining and thinking everything is unfair. Why do you think they want to date themselves? They don't. But as a man, what is so great about this is that I am able to control a narrative in which the average guy can't control by being patient with myself, being patient with my moves. As I told you guys before, just because she wants to fuck me doesn't mean we're going to fuck, because I'm not going to fuck a want. that is, that's beneath me. Why would I want to do that? If I do that, that makes me you, because then you are satisfied with just getting in between something, and I don't want her to fucking want me, like me, love me, be attracted to me. I want her to fucking need me, be addicted to me, and I become a habit in which she needs to indulge in as much as she can, or she will not be able to function right. That's what the fuck I'm doing. And I have no problem saying that to somebody, because I got all the answers already set the fuck up. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. I moved to a new country for work. People have a different culture, a different language. I try to mix it in, it seems impossible. And no, boss, fail. I'm sorry, Meeks, I got you next. This is a fail. This is a fail. Meeks, when I went to Germany, I was in Baumholder, Germany, okay? Now, look, I took a little German in high school. But do you think when I went to Baumholder, Germany, do you think that I was just hanging out in the area I was around Americans? No. I went out there and I started to talk to those goddamn German women. Oh, man. Yeah. Their English was a little broken, so was mine. I remember this redhead, man. I met this fine redhead joint. Fine redhead joint. She didn't give me the pussy, though. We did. I see. I thought I was gonna lie on my dick. No, man, this is bad joint. This is a bad one, man. This is a bad redhead, man. And man, whew, couldn't get her. Couldn't pull her. You know why I couldn't pull her? Because she knew I was going back to the States. She didn't want to deal with that because of her heart and how she was feeling. So I didn't get her that way. But we did everything. But just because I was in a foreign area, that didn't stop me. When I got back, I would go to Pakistani places, Afghan places, Japanese. Again, remember, I don't know if you remember earlier, as I told you, even as an adult, I'm going into those places. I would go to clubs like country and western. I would go to hip hop, jazz, blues, pop, rock, metal. I would go everywhere where I stuck out like a sore thumb, but I didn't care, because I was always me in the environment, and I always had the advantage because everyone else stayed in their circles. And that's why what I'm saying to you is, your problem is you're too busy in the I do worrying about other people than worrying about yourself. If I want to build a rotation, what should I tell a woman if she asks me what I'm looking for? Just Joe Meek's brother, it's simple. I'm not looking for a relationship right now. That's the truth. And why am I talking to you, she might ask you? Because I go for what I want. Well, if you go for what you want, what are you expecting of me? I don't know yet, because I don't even know if you're worth my time. You see how that shit works? That fucks him up. Because her position, where she's driving all of the tanks and all of the soldiers to protect the borders of sex, she's expecting you to say, yeah, I'm trying to get some ass. But no, I'm not. I fuck them up because I go for what I want, but I don't know what you are to me yet. Because unfortunately, because I get women, your body cancels out. So I need to know more about you, because of my biggest problem is I get bored with women. That's why I would tell it straight. That's my biggest problem. So I'm trying to see if there's anything exciting about you that holds my attention other than your body. See that, guys? That's how it works. And I fuck her up on that, because she's not used to somebody being like that. She's just used to you guys lying to them, knowing you want to fuck. No, I want a relationship, or I want to get with, nah, motherfucker, I'm not going to do that shit. I'm going to keep it a buck with you and tell you what's up. Guys, lines are open. How do I break the thousand cycle of not feeling good enough for women to want me? Well, DP, I think you're in the wrong place, because I don't want a – see, you think so little of yourself. You think women wanting you is the prize. That's a crumb. That's a crumb. The prize is when she submits her body, her mind, and her motherfucking money, because she needs you, because without your drug, she cannot function. That's where you're getting it wrong. You're too busy right now having women live and rent space in your mind, and that's where you're fucking up, okay? That's where you're fucking up. Is there a connection between self-love and self-love? You are one thought, one mind, one way. One thought, one mind, one way. Stop separating church from state. Stop trying to break it down. That's what your mind is trying to get you to do, is to break down. And instead of focus on what you need to focus on, you're too busy focusing on shit. You're better off focusing on the leaves and the birds flying around if you want to do that, brother. Let's get it. Should I focus on myself or talk to women knowing I'm a weak man at this point? You do both. The only way one can get strength, okay? Listen, young man. It's a great question, 97. Very great question. The only way, gentlemen, listen, 97, this is for you, my brother. In your mind, you must start constructing this one fucking thing, and that is your mental fucking toughness. See, you focusing on yourself and talking to women is going to put layers on you of strength. You're weak right now because you don't have your mental gym to work out and pump out. Instead of doing your chest Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you work on you Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you work on the women. You work on your mind in your gym. Nobody's going to tell you about this because everybody wants you to fail, young man. That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I want you to see in this game, okay? You can do both, absolutely. But it is important to talk to yourself and go towards the bullets and create and build the mental muscle in your gym to believe in yourself and lift. I don't care if it starts off as 5 pounds, you keep lifting and you keep pushing. Okay? Okay? Clash, I got you 1 second. Confronting fears got me closer to real me. Since I've been here 2 weeks, I've been uncomfortable and filling out as good from, I'm learning. Yes. Yes. Cause red pill did fuck you up. Yes. Gentlemen, stay away. Hey, if y'all don't take a pill, take the me pill. Stay away from this shit. This shit is dangerous. Stay away from this shit. Clash, listen to me, brother. The reason why you don't know what to do when you're texting is because all you're doing is wasting your time with the woman because you're not leading her anywhere, sir. If all you're doing is just texting, you're wasting your fucking time. Guys, I tell you, man, I'm going to have to show you. I'm going to have to pull up the movie. Hold on. Let me pull it up to show y'all something. Hold on. I got to show y'all the point because y'all don't understand. Hold on a second. Let me see. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up, and I gotta post this now because I don't think you guys understand what I'm talking about. This is so very important in this question that you have, young man. Let me pull it up for you. This is very important. Very important. I'm not even playing around with this. This is very significant. If you want to be gamed up, this is very, very important. Let me find it. Let me see if I can find a good one. Let me see if I can save that shit. Let me see if I can save this shit. Hold on a second. See if I can save it. Sorry, show you. Give me a second. Save image. All right, here we go. I can save it. I'm about to show you guys. This is to help you, young man. This is very, very important in your learning, what I'm about to show you. So please please, sir, you have to understand this is why you're messing up. And let me go ahead and post it real quick, gentlemen. Give me a second. Let me post it and let me show you why you guys are you guys are always going to lose when you're doing this fucked up thing. Okay. Oh, that's the video. Shit. Hold on a second. Fuck. That's the video. Hold on. Let me put it in audio and let me find it, sir. I got y'all. Let me find it. Because this is very important. It's so important. I need y'all to see this. Just give me one second. I'm trying to find where I put it so I can upload it to. Where the fuck did I put this shit at? Fuck. Maybe under madness shit. Let me see. Hold on. Let me find that shit. Hold on a second. Hold on, guys. I got y'all. This is how important this shit is. I got to find this bitch because it's very fucking important. Oh, it won't let me. I got to find another one. That's why it won't let me grab. Hold on, man. Fuck, man. Save this image. Fuck. Save this image. Let me see if I can save this one and shit. Ah, damn, man. Fuck. Oh, let me find this shit. It won't let me. Fuck, man. Hold on, guys. Let me find this shit. Save image as. You know what? This shit ain't going to slow me down. I'm going to show you how to fix this shit. Because every file I'm trying to save, it says it's some different type of file. So let me just take the photo of it, and I got you, dog. Fuck it. I know how to solve this shit. Fuck it. Let me take that picture right there. And then let me take another picture. And that's going to be under mad. All right, so here you go. Fuck that. Let me try one more save. No, I'm going to take a photo of this shit. I know how to get around this shit. Hold on, guys. I'll show y'all some game. Don't worry, I'm going to answer y'all questions, guys. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. I'm going to check the phone lines in 1 second, but I am going to upload this. All right, there you go. I got it. All right, I got it. I got it. Bam, got it. All right, caller. This is what I'm saying to answer your question. Let me bring in 817 while I answer that question. 817, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. So, as of lately, I've been working on taking the dick off the table, and I have went on 3 dates, and I would tell them that I am talking to other women, but
wait, stop. Wait, sir,
they don't.
Why are you bringing up what you're doing and what you're not doing? I'm lost. Why would you even talk about that?
Because they ask. So
okay, tell me what do they ask you? Give me an example. What are they asking?
They ask me, what am I looking for?
And what are you saying?
During that conversation.
Okay, caller, stop. What are you saying when they ask you that question?
Actually, my question.
Okay, it goes back to this young man.
The answer to the question is,
I don't know what I'm looking for because I don't know you. That's why we're here right now. Because in order for me to know what I am looking for, hold on a second. Give me a second. Let me hold class's question. Hold on, caller. Hold on, class. I'm going to put you in this 1 second, class. I'm going to answer your question 1 second. In order to know what I'm looking for, okay, listen to me, caller. And this is why we're here right now. Because, yes, I'm sexually attracted to you, but I'm trying to see what is behind the smile to see if you're worth my attention. I'm trying to see what's behind your thoughts to see if you're worth my time. What I'm trying to see is, are you worth my respect? That's what I'm looking for. That's why we're here right now. And if you think that I am going to tell you what you want to hear, let's end the date right now. Because I'd rather be honest with you right now and lose you than lie to you and manipulate a situation. Yes, you are absolutely, yes. Your body has caught my curiosity. But see, I'm not that guy that just goes off of beautiful women because I meet beautiful women all the time. So that cancels everything out. My problem is I meet beautiful women all the time with no goddamn substance. And all I'm trying to see, does your character match your looks? That's all I'm trying to find out. And I'm not going to find that out by asking you questions about what you're looking for. I'm not going to find that out by asking what college you went to. I'm going to find that out by sitting there and talking to you. You see, she ain't ready for that. You see what I'm saying, 817?
Yes, Steve. So one of the women I was talking to, I said just that. And then, you know, when it came to, because I've been talking to these four women, one was okay with it, but I've been talking to three women that they asked me to.
Wait, what do you mean it wasn't okay? What do you mean they wasn't okay with it? What does that mean? What does that mean they wasn't okay with it?
Three that I've been talking about, you know, I've been talking to them about it for like a week, so 4 weeks, individually.
Wait, because you're going to fall on the same thing. Talking to them about what?
We were just talking to them about me, really, and, you know, she would tell me about her as well. But it's not until when you get to the actual, like, she would,
tell
you
me,
know,
wait,
invite
wait,
herself
stop,
over
stop,
we'll
stop,
start talking.
Tell me, stop. Tell me one thing she told you about herself.
Depends on which one you're talking about.
I don't care. Just any of them. I don't
one,
care. Just tell me one thing.
One, she's kind of like.
Just
like
tell
me.
I don't care what she's like. Tell me something she said, man. Come on.
She says she's been hurt before and that.
All right, stop. She's been hurt before. Stop. She's been hurt before. So what did you say in reply?
I said, you know, that's life that, you
then
know,
you
sometimes
have failed.
You have to
experience. That's a fail. That's a fail. See, you, all you guys, and I think I'm going to do a show on this. You guys, all right, let me show you just like the caller. You guys need to watch Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Words because all you guys are doing is wasting words, wasting them. You mean to tell me a woman is telling you that's hurt, that's all you got to say to her, that's life? That's
no,
what you
I
say
didn't,
that's
you
life.
Didn't let me finish.
No, you no, no, you no, you started off saying that's life, so you failed. You failed by the statement, that's life. Do you not understand? That's life is a drop of poison that fucking toppled everything you said after that. You know what I would have done? You want to know what I would have done?
What?
I would have simply said, do you have a minute? Can we go live on video? Let me show you something.
Oh, we're in person. We're talking in person.
Okay. And then if you're in person, then I'm going to grab my phone and I'm going to say, I want you to look at something that's on my wall. And I want you to look at this painting that's on my wall because what you're saying is why I got this painting right here. Painting from this, let me see a lady in the a woman that I can first run into. Hold on a second.
So,
give me a second. Hold on, I'm not done.
Me,
will you shut the fuck up? Will you shut the fuck up, please? Please shut the fuck up and let me finish. Can you? Hello? Listen, man.
Yes.
You want to talk so much, you ain't trying to listen. Listen to this game. That painting comes from this artist named Miss Mary, and why I love this painting so much, and you're showing her the picture, is because this is the thing that drew me to it, because there are so many women out there who hide and cover up themselves because of getting hurt. And why I love this painting so much that you're watching that's on my fucking wall in my home is to show that woman that no matter how hurt she is and how she's been in life, that I am not trying to unveil that layer until she feels safe enough to unveil it herself. Do you see what the fuck I'm saying? Do you see where I'm leading her? You see where I'm leading her versus saying, oh, that's life.
Yes, I definitely do.
That's what I'm saying, dog. You guys are wasting words. If what they say is not, okay, listen, always remember what you guys are doing, because I showed you a million times. Every time you are with an opponent, you are playing weak-ass tennis. All you guys are doing is either beating around the fucking bush, walking on eggshells, begging, or kissing her fucking ass. And you ain't even leading them anywhere. So let me tell you another one. Tell me another one. Forget her. Tell me something else another woman said that you were talking to. Give me another statement.
She said that after her kid, that she never really went out. And,
okay, and wait. And what did you say? And what did you say?
Well,
that's life.
Dude,
listen, this is the last time I asked you. I'm going to move on because you're pissing me off. What the fuck did you say, man?
I said, I'm glad that you took, you know, the opportunity to, you know, get together, because right now, me and you together, you know, I'm able to show you some things that you wouldn't really know about yourself.
Let me tell you why you failed. You know why you failed? Why do you think you failed? You ready? You want me to show you how you failed? And I'm going to show you how you failed. You ready?
Yes. Yes.
Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And that's why you failed. You want to know why? Because instead of talking to her as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you said, you know, 1, you know, 2, you know, 3, you know, 4, you know, 5. So that means you were trying to conjure up something sucker and weak to say. Because a man doesn't use words like, you know, well, and all that other stuff. When I asked you to count to five, you said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That means you know the information and you know what you're saying. But listen to all the shit you just said. Well, you know this and you know that. Do you even hear what you even said?
Yes.
And that's why
I understand where you're coming from.
And that's right. And that's why you failed, because every time you say to a woman, you know, you fail because you're talking at her and not to her. And what did she say again? She's a single. She didn't have time to get out, right?
Right. That she's been feeling like she's been capped, like she's been, you know.
Right. Okay. Now, what do you think I'm going to say? You know what you think I'm going to say? You know what? I'm going to put a key in your cake. Because I'm going to find a way for you to escape. But you only escape when you're ready to escape. And when you're ready to cut that cake open, there's going to be a key. And that key has my number written on it. So when you're ready to get away from everything, because I understand you've got your kids, you've got all these other responsibilities, and I know why you're doing all that. I'm done with you. I'm hanging up on you. Get the fuck off my phone. Gone. You see, I'm trying to teach him game, and this motherfucker wants to pop his mouth. Did you hear what I just said? Did I ooh, ah, or anything, gentlemen? I'm trying to explain to him. She said that she doesn't have time because she's a single mother, and I just told you how I'm going to help her escape to make her laugh. And then I understand that you have other responsibilities, but guess what? One of these days, you'll realize that you need to have a little bit of me time. And when you have a little bit of me time, just break the cake. There's my number. Let me know, and I will get you away, and I will make you feel like the only woman in the world. That is all. Did y'all hear me ooh, ah, or stutter? Did y'all hear me say, and all this other stuff? See, this is why that guy loses, because I tried. Every time I tried to tell him something, all he wanted to do was tell me his weak stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's all he wanted to do. And that's why so many guys lose. That's why so many guys lose in the game, because they don't even understand what it is they actually saying. But as I said to any of you guys out here, that's very important to understand in this game is absolutely this movie. And it goes back. Let's get back to some of the questions that y'all have. to show y'all why you guys are your worst enemy. Goes back to this. Why sometimes I don't know what to say, because you waste words. You waste time. If you know what you want, then why not position yourself to get what it is you want? Why waste time beating around the bush knowing that a lot of you guys are desperate and needy? So why don't y'all just get it over and just ask for the sex? Because, listen, you're going to get mad. And we're going to be talking about this tomorrow's show. And we're going to do another broadcast of when we do the show Sunday. We'll do a rebroadcast to get more deeper into the show we're doing. But if all you want to do is smash, why not ask and get it out of the way? Why not just get it out of the way? Why sit around and just beat around the bush with someone knowing that all you want to do is smash? You ain't going to smash. Look, you're not going to smash. So you might as well just ask for what you want and get it out of the way versus sit around and do all this silly shit for her just to say no to you anyway. Because you have no experience, and that's why they're not fucking with you, because of the lack of experience. Because what comes with experience, guys, is, gentlemen, the more experienced you are in the game, the more doors are going to open up in her mind to say, damn, is this the way? There's another door and there's another door. Oh, my God. How many motherfucking doors does this guy have? How deep is this man? There's just so many doors about him. Because all these things play an important role in your life, and they're critical, because what they're doing is showing the woman the depth in which you have. Because every door provides her with more secrecy. Oh, shit, y'all ain't ready. It provides her more secrecy. That means she can be whatever she wants. The deeper she goes in that door, the nastier she can be, because she knows her secret will be safe with you. But she cannot be that way when you guys don't know what you're doing. More depth, more doors, more options show more privacy, gentlemen. It gives her more privacies. It gives her a greater impression of you. And it serves as a focal point to how deep your mind is when you learn game. But you guys are sitting around here all the time, sitting around here, beating around a bush. And sitting around here, not even wanting to learn game. You want to just do whatever you want to do. He asks you, but no, don't even listen. No, 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 no. I have not read that silly shit. And no, I do not recommend it. And I don't even recommend my book coming out. I recommend you stop. This is what's wrong with y'all guys. See that, guys? Y'all thought I was going to say, no, just read my book. This is what's wrong with you motherfucking guys. Y'all are too busy reading bullshit from the fucking surface, and that's your problem. Because all you're doing is reading books, and you're still the weak motherfucker. So that means that book was a waste of your time. And my book's going to be a waste of time, because you don't know the value of your blacksmith to be able to take the information and utilize it in the right way. Stop. Don't read shit. Stop reading books, because you're fucking your life up by reading shit that you can't even decipher for yourself. You don't pass shit tests. You get shit tested one time, sir. Next question. Then what do you say to a woman? She asks you again, what are you looking for? And after you already told her you didn't, what are you talking about, Mike J? I just told your fucking ass, whoever asked the question. Then what do you say to a woman? She asks you again, what are you looking for? After you've already told her you don't know, you tell her the fucking same. What is wrong? Y'all see why y'all lose with women? Do y'all see why y'all lose with women? If you feel the same way, then why can't you answer the question the same way? You can't, because you already shown that you have no confidence and you got that red pill shit in you still. You can't, so stop. Let's keep going. Let me see any other questions we got here. Hold on one second. See here. All right, so lines over. Any more questions? I'll put a Q in there. I got y'all, and I'll answer the ones that have significance. But what I'm saying to all you guys out here, so many of you guys waste words. You waste your time, and you bullshit around. And it is amazing to me if you don't have explicit. I'm telling y'all, if you don't have any game, you should stop trying to ask for sex because you ain't going to get it. You're not going to get it. And what y'all going to see tomorrow, and I'm going to play, I'll be showing a rebroadcast of that. We'll show you the clip. The guy's all mad at the chick because he thought just because he flew her ass in, she has to fuck him, and that's not true. Women see a lot of you guys as food. But as deep as you are as a man, the more opportunity that you are for a woman, it provides her visibility of what you actually are and gives her visibility of what she needs to be. Because all the doors that you have are truly separated because no two doors are alike. No two doors in the game are, and that's why every door she opens up unlocks another layer of doors. And that's how game works. And this is where y'all go wrong. Because every opportunity she has to keep going and showing your experience, it turns her on because the fascination of the depth in which you are is something that she has got to spread her legs for because she's like, oh my God, if he's this way outside of the bedroom where he's cool, calm, relaxed, not desperate, not needy, not begging, not doing anything, what he's doing is just chilling the fuck out. How many women is he fucking? What do I have to do to get his attention? Oh my God, is he thinking about me today? And if he's not, why isn't he? And what do I say and what do I do? Do y'all see that? Y'all don't even see it because all you guys are doing is trying to force a round peg into a square hole. And that's the problem. Because y'all trying to push the narrative and y'all don't even understand this. It shows her every door. Remember, they talked about it with Kevin Hart and Jay-Z. The door's behind the door, behind the door, behind the door. That's what makes them want to sleep with you. The door's behind the door. And that's what I'm saying. Hey, Red, send that to me, Red. I didn't see it. Red, send that to me, Red. Send that to me, please, okay? Maybe there's another video I need to see, but send that to me. Send that to me. Kay asked a question. Can you explain the drug lab, culinary school, the rest of the terms are kind of hard to understand if you never call and explain? Well, I'll just give you one. The drug lab is how I get her hooked on me. I am my own drug. I am my own thought process of turning her on. The culinary school is a flavor that I learned through my poetry of how I talk and text and turn her on through my culinary school. I put flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears, sir. Once you get more coaching, you'll understand that. What would you recommend to get started with learning the game? I'm desperate and needy. If I'm desperate and needy, guys, please let him know the first thing he should do. Watch. Gentlemen, you'll see, caller. You'll see. Oh, you saw it from me? What is it that I'm talking about? I don't know which one it is. Thank you, 126 likes. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. 515-51. Wait, so I'm about to give y'all the wrong number. That's an old number. Guys, y'all want to call in. The lines are open, gentlemen. Y'all want to call in 563-999-3056. And we're lacing y'all guys with game. But I want y'all to understand depth in showing women. See, when you have experience, It drives women because they know that you stay ahead of the average guy out there. Just because technology is changing doesn't mean a man cannot thrive through technology. Most of y'all guys automatically assume, because y'all watch these bad YouTubers, think that just because technology has changed that men cannot thrive in this world. Well, doesn't the letter A thrive in technology? Doesn't the letter one or the number one thrive in the same technology? Technology can change, weather can change, days can change, hours can change, but the man will always stay the same, okay? The man will always stay the same, okay? That's the power. Oh, you're talking about, okay, you're talking about the power of the man. Yes, that's the power of the man. That's the power of game, absolutely. But what I'm saying is that this is why we try to tell you guys. Most of you guys want these benefits, but you guys are not working with this because the more, listen, this is, write this down. Listen, guys. The more experience, wait, I got a big one. Thank you, JM. I appreciate that. Thank you, JM. I've got a deep one for you. And before I say this, let me go ahead and post this because nobody's even talking about this. Let me explain something about experience that y'all guys don't want to, y'all don't want to create or anything. Y'all just wanted everything handed to you, of course, unfortunately. But gentlemen, peep this shit. The more experienced the man is, the less regrets the women will have. When a woman is with an experienced guy, she knows she's around someone that is going to allow her to let her hair down, because she is not going to be judged for the nasty shit she says, the nasty things she wants to do, the nasty photos, and all the nasty stuff she's always wanted to do but is too ashamed to do it because of judgment. The more experienced, gentlemen, the fewer regrets. The lower the regrets, the faster she wants the dick. And that's what y'all guys don't even understand. And that is why you guys are messing up, okay? That's why you're messing up, okay? That's why you're messing up, okay? Okay, let me go ahead. Hey, guys, listen. Guys, we don't argue with them. We just let them go. We just let them go, Prime. We just let them go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep pushing forward. We're going to keep pushing forward. But as I said to all you guys out here that are listening to this game and soaking this up, and guys, please understand, sometimes I let the prisoners back out, so I cleaned out all the people we blocked. So y'all will get some more riffraff in here. So we just got to keep going forward, guys, because my time and your time is valuable, so we're not going to waste it on other people. But also what happens when you have experiences, there is no such thing as a bad situation from a woman, because no matter how nasty and how bad she is or how she feels, you are always having the solution, all right? She needs somebody that can have solutions versus somebody that is going to hold her back and hold her down. Guys, the lines are open. If y'all want to call in, we got you covered. But this is why experience is so important as far as game, because it makes her world more enjoyable when she realizes that she can be with somebody and learn from somebody who is just not trying to get between her legs. Thus, it's going to make her want to be between your legs. But the experience that is very important, gentlemen, here is that we should stop trying to waste our words, gentlemen. That's why I want y'all guys, please write this down. Please, I'm showing y'all. It's not a great movie at all, but there's so much depth and meaning to this movie by showing you guys that all you're doing all day, every day is wasting your words with frivolous, boring conversations. conversations. Jordan, how do you deal with a leaf falling off of a tree? How do you deal with a bird flying in the sky or the clouds moving or it begins to rain? Why do you give a fuck? Jordan, tell me, why do you give a fuck? Jordan, it is none of my business what somebody feels and thinks because I'm not that motherfucking person. So what do you actually think a man is going to beg somebody to like them? Fuck no, it's none of my business. My business is the business of me, okay? My business is the business of me. So come on, dog, bad question. Lines are open, guys. Y'all want to call in. 301 DMV, I got you. 524, what's up, brother?
What's up, Steve?
How can I help you, sir?
I wanted to ask you, raising a daughter, is it all right for me to ask her, like, what she want to do? Or is it up to me to, like, control every situation?
You talking about raising a daughter?
Yeah. Like, if I want to take her out, is it okay for me to ask her, like, what do you want to do today? Or should I control everything and...
Are you her dad or you her friend? What you want?
Yeah,
to
yeah. I'm a.
Well then, why are you trying to be
dad.
A friend? Well then, why are you trying to be a friend?
Okay. I feel you. I got you.
And as her dad, you take her to places where you can. Listen. As a dad, you take her to places where not only you can educate her, but it's very important that you tell your daughter all day, every day. Every fucking second, every hour, every minute that you possibly can of how beautiful she is and how her name is her standard and do not fuck it up. There is no man that loves you like daddy. And you hug her every chance you get. You tell her how pretty she is. You make jokes and you play act a fool because she needs to see what a man is like in order to find a right man. You let her know when you're, how old is your daughter, 301?
She's 5.
5 years old? Hey, when you're eating those fucking chicken fingers or whatever the fuck she's eating, you know what I mean? You show
yeah.
her. Yeah, what's your last name? What's your last name?
Smith.
Smith?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you make one. I don't give a fuck. But I'm saying is, when you're this is how a Smith eats a chicken finger. This is how a Smith watches TV. This is how a Smith watches Dora the Explorer. And then you get up with Dora and you start dancing and singing. You grab her and you twirl her around and you connect with her. See, the greatest thing that you can do, what I'm showing you in this game, is that the one thing that crushes a girl is not when daddy is mad at her. It's when dad is disappointed in her. See, you being mad at her, she's like, I don't give a fuck about that. But when you hold her to a standard and she cannot be at that standard, disappointment cuts deeper than anger. But you have got to show her that you can always talk to dad. There is nothing that we cannot discuss because I will not judge you for it. Now, again, if you do something and I have to punish you for it, I will. But I do that because I love you as your father. Do you see what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Right. So just always remember when you're watching Dora the Explorer, SpongeBob, man, you get off your a dog. Well, my daughter, when the Wiggles came on, all you got to do the monkey, monkey, monkey. That's all right. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. And then when every time, and my daughter's right, even today, when now they're older, they say something smart, and I'm like, oh, my God, you hear that? What is that? And they already know they're going to start running out of the room because they don't know about Daddy Claw. Because Daddy Claw is going to tickle the shit out they motherfucking ass. Where's Daddy Claw? Oh, wait. Would you say? Hey, wait. Would you say? Wait. You hear that? Oh, no. Stop, Dad. Oh, no. Daddy Claw. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a lot of gaming cartoons,
sorry?
Whole time.
What's that now?
I said it's a lot of games and cartoons.
Oh, no, it is a lot of game of cartoons. What I'm saying is just don't sit there and watch it with her. Have fun while she's watching and all this other stuff. But let me give you one more tip. Summer is here, okay? What grade? She's 5 years old. What grade? She's going to kindergarten? What grade is she in, right? What grade is she going to?
Yeah, she's about to start school. She's about to start school Monday.
Okay, so what I want you to do, and I wish you would have did it in the summer, but I'm glad you called now. I want you to go to the teacher supply store, okay? Go ahead and get books on things in kindergarten and spend 30 or maybe 30 minutes or an hour, just maybe 30 minutes with her with crayons, and Dad will do it with her. Let's work on some of the stuff that she's going to run into in kindergarten. So by the time she gets there, she's going to be ahead of the class. You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, I ain't want to cut you off, but I've been doing that since 3.
Okay, well, my bad. Hey, I digress, brother. Then shit, you got that shit then. So have fun. Another thing to do, if the school allows it, because our school is allowed it, I was allowed to have lunch with them. And there's nothing like the goofy dad having lunch with the kids, because they're like, oh, man, your dad is so cool. Because I used to bring pizza for my daughters, but they would share it and shit. But I would always laugh and goof off. I'm a big kid. So, you know, I love to have fun, and I like to poke fun at myself and all the other stuff. But you become the cool dad. You know what I mean? So, you know, those are some things, okay, big dog? But you want it, man, okay?
I appreciate you, man.
I respect you. Stand up, DMV. All right, I'll throw you back in, brother, okay?
All right, man.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, peace. Peace out there. All right, guys, I got a question. Go up to the queue. I'm the dean. Class is in session. We are chopping it up, okay, guys? We are chopping it up. It doesn't matter what question you have. We got a solution for you guys out there that will show you how to run game in every aspect of your life, where you never have to worry about anything that is stopping you right now. As I've been telling all you guys who have been listening to me, the importance of game is to make sure that you don't waste words and you don't waste time, okay? You don't waste words and you don't waste time. As a 20-year-old new to the game, how can I work on my mouthpiece of the game? All right. P, welcome. Start with your puzzle pieces and Prime or somebody, go ahead and link them to the poetry page and start doing that. And then start, when you're ready to learn a game, you're ready to become a student of the game, get at me. But this is it. Yeah. So, you know, again, and the reason I say this, I started at 9 years old. So that's why I had a lucky curve and everything to be able to see game. But I appreciate you being here, sir, and just soak up what you have, ask questions, and we got nothing but love. I want to welcome you to the Me Pill community. Welcome to the family, sir. Welcome to the Me Pill family. Thank you, Hagen. I appreciate that, sir. Welcome to the Me Pill family. And the Me Pill family, or the Me Pill community, is a community of free thinkers. You are we want you to be a free thinker, and that's what the Me Pill community is about. So I welcome you as well, P. Welcome to the Me Pill community. And if y'all are new here, please let us know if you're new here, so we can go ahead and also welcome you to the Me Pill community. Because if you're brand new, we want to welcome you with open arms. Any practices to articulate your words better? Just learn what you need to say and know why you're saying it. Can you explain the pictures of women in your bedroom again? I want to order some. Well, the pictures in the bedroom are basically from the wine above my bed, okay? So if you have wine, So if you have wine above your bed, I want to draw the woman into my world, because she has never met a motherfucker who has wine above his bed. But also the photos in the bed, beside the bed, the photos that you have, I'm going to find it, the photos I have behind the side of the bed is going to be this one or this one and this one. And what I love about it is it's showing a woman the aftermath of what I like. And this is why I have an exit wine above a bed, because The window to me signifies a freedom of letting her body go without judgment and realizing that even though we had wild fucking crazy ass sex that was nasty and filthy and dirty, that there were no judgments. And she is, it is like opening a window of a brand new world, of a breath of fresh air, of being able to say, wow, I was allowed to be exactly what I want to be, and the person never judged me for it. That's why I would have that. That's why I explain it. Kay asked a question right here. What does one do with the puzzle pieces? Well, chat room will tell you. I've already told you in the beginning of the show, chat room will tell you. Let me check the lines. 347, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 347, going once. Hello. 347, going twice. 347, call back in, sir. Lower your thing down. Please call back in. All right. Hey, Donald, man, we love you, man. Thank you, Donald. I appreciate the love, Donald. You know, Donald, I need to give you a thing, man, a wrench. You're pretty cool. I appreciate this, man. I appreciate this. I appreciate the love, Mr. Trump. guys, I want to call in. The number to call in is 563-999-3056. We're here to answer all your questions, but we're here to have you guys see more game of what is very important here is learning patience, okay? Unfortunate of you guys out here is that you guys are self-sabotaging yourself because of the instant gratification that you want with women. And this is why you're not learning any game, because most of you guys out here are not actually learning anything, okay? A lot of you guys aren't learning anything. 347 to 912. 347, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hi, so my question is, what exactly are the mental weights that you lift in the gym of your mind? Because
okay,
I've never
the mental weight is the weight of mental toughness, and that can come in sizes of 5, 10, 20, 25, 50, and 100. So you have got to lift those weights and have another layer of skin to stop giving a fuck of what people think about you. Does that make any sense, sir? That's part of mental toughness.
Yeah.
Or the mental toughness or the bell bars or the machine of going after what you want to build a belief in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Now, yeah, you just answered my next question. I was going to ask you to elaborate on what mental toughness is.
In yourself. I don't believe in nobody else but me, so I don't care what the outside world thinks of me, because the outside world is allowed to think anything they want, right? Okay?
Yeah, right. So through repetition of how you move.
Well, it's not repetition. It is a reason, a trust in the repetition. What are you doing it for? See, if you're doing it for a woman, you've lost. If you're doing it for sex, you've lost. You've got to do it for yourself to build your mind up. You cannot do this for anybody. As soon as you're doing it for somebody else outside of you, it's an I do. It's not going to help you. 912, we got you next. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, so could you elaborate one more time on, like, so it's not giving a fuck about what people say, trusting in myself, believing in myself.
Yes. Well, don't you, think about the weights that you lifted to open a door, the weights you've lifted to pick up a pair of keys, the weights you lifted to grab your remote control or open a door or turn on a light switch. It's the same gym. You just do it. You don't think about doing it. You just do it because of what? Repetition. So I'm not trying to make something different and amazing. It's just really simplified if you think about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
You.
All right. Great question, sir. We'll throw you back in, brother. Thank you. 912, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
I had a question about the chessboard. I was thinking about it. I couldn't really figure out why you wouldn't necessarily look at the pieces, and I had thought, like, well, even if I do worry about the pieces.
Okay, you want to know why when it comes to the chessboard, I'm not looking at the pieces and everything?
Well, what I have that was like.
Okay, I got you. Wait, hold on. Let me load the music down. I need you to listen to me on this one. Let me turn this fucking music off. All right, I want you to listen, okay, brother? I want you to think about, okay, there are three elements in the game, and two of them don't really fucking matter. The first element is your opponent, the woman. The second element is how she moves to strike or conquer the pieces. But here's the question. What is the one thing that controls the woman and the pieces, sir? It's the chessboard. Right. Because that's how the moves operate. But the board is your standard of how you operate and your expectations. She can't move based off of her moves. She's got to move based off of your moves. So why would I look at her pieces or her? How is that going to help me by looking at her and the pieces, sir? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So does that answer your question?
Even looking at my own pieces doesn't really matter.
No, you don't look at you don't your pieces. Okay, you don't look at your pieces because the rules are set by the board.
Oh,
the rules are set by the board, so it doesn't matter if it's your pieces or her pieces. If they've got to move based off of your core, your board. You can't manipulate. It's not fair for you to change chess to be chess for you. It's got to be chess for both opponents. But you've got the upper hand because she's playing by your rules. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Does that make any sense, Big Dog?
Yes, sir, it did. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So listen. What I'm saying is see, when you look at a woman, you don't look at her first. You should already have scribed in the comfort of your home what move you're going to do when you see the woman. Then you have created one rule or one move on your board, because at this point, that's how you operate in the construct of how you see the game. So if you see a woman and then you're acting off of that, then you're not even playing chess. You're not playing checkers. You're playing fucking like tic-tac-toe. You've already lost. But what I'm saying is you must construct what you do when you see every woman. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. It does make a lot of sense.
Okay. By doing that, that's what changes the game. You want me to show you, give you a little bit? You got a piece of paper with you?
Yes, sir. I was writing stuff down.
All right. No, well, go give me a new sheet of paper. Let me show you something, young man, real quick, because I love the calls. Let me show you something real quick. All right. So in the middle of your paper, draw three circles. I'm going up top of my head in my mind, guys, so don't worry. I got it. So in the middle of the paper, draw three circles.
Yes, sir.
Put red in one circle, put red, in one circle, put white, in one circle, put blue.
Mm-hmm.
Above those circles, at the top of the circles, above those circles, put a circle above that.
All right.
And then put a right next to that, write "I do."
Two the ones on top?
Yep. Beside the one. But no, not the three. Beside the one above that one. The one above those three circles. Put that circle, and then right next to that circle, write "I do."
All right.
And then below the three circles, draw another circle and write "I am."
All right.
Okay. Now, almost done. Now, the three circles, I want you to point the – what I want you to do is – oh, I'm doing it on top of my head. Okay. I want you, the top circle, draw the arrows from that circle, one arrow pointing at the blue, one arrow pointing at the red, and one arrow pointing at the white. All right, you got it so far?
Yes, sir.
And then the last thing, what I want you to do now, at the bottom one, I want you to, from the red, white, and blue, I want you to draw arrows pointing at that circle. I'm going to break it down. It's all in my head. It's scribed, so I got it. It's in my head. So I'm going to show you. So you got it? Now I'm going to go over it one time. Let me know when you're done, and I'm going to walk you all through it one time. All right, you got it? You got it? All right, you have it down. Come on, dog. You got to pay the fuck attention because I'm going to move on if you don't because I'm not wasting my time with you. I slowly broke this shit down. Ask kindergarten. Do you have it, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me break it down. So if you're down, remember, there's a circle at the top, and right beside it says I am, okay? Then below that circle, you have three circles. Now, remember, that circle, I am. There's a circle at the top that says I do. Excuse me, it's I do. And what you do is you draw three arrows from that I do to the red, the white, and the blue. Then below those three circles, you have a circle underneath that right says I am, and you draw an arrow from the red, the white, and the blue pointing at that I am. Okay? It's that simple. It's not difficult. All right, have you done that?
Yes. I got it.
Okay, let me show you this. All right, let me show you this. So what's happening is, and I'm going to show you through your chest, those circles indicate a line either above the outside of you or below. So when you don't have yourself locked in as yourself, every time you see a woman, you're going to feel like you got to talk to every woman a different way because you're not grounded or rooted in your mouthpiece and who you are. So that means every woman you're going to talk to different. The white one you're going to talk to different, the red one you're going to talk to different, and the fucking the blue one you're going to talk different, okay? Because that's what you do. Talk at them. But below the surface, the I am, the reason why all the arrows are pointing at the guy, because he's going to talk to the same women if it's red, white, blue, green, purple, or orange the same exact way. One thought, one mind, one way. Because he's going to take away their beauty. He's gonna bypass the body, the makeup, and all that shit she takes on, and he's going to think his own mindset his way. That means he's the board. See, the one at the bottom is controlling the narrative and the board because he's not changing who he is. You see that? Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to throw you back in. Do you have any other questions?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, respect, man, respect. All right, let me go to your back, guys. Let's chop it up. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, guys. Y'all want to call in, you got a question, put a Q. We're chopping it up, breaking game down like nobody else is breaking it down. And we want to make sure that you guys have game, man, and actually able to get through a lot of things that hold you down or slow you down. Why you're not working on yourselves the right way to gain confidence, because most of you guys out here are running away from fear. Gentlemen, I will be the only one to tell you, don't run away from fear. Run towards it to give you a new proper thought process. How come as the bad boy, I can get more women easily, but I have a hard time keeping them? Please, sir, I apologize for asking Savannah if she has a boyfriend. Listen, here's the thing, Jansen. This is what you don't understand, man. Just because you can get women doesn't – the problem is that you can't fuck. Your fuck game, pussy game, mouthpiece, and who you are is so weak that – there's not, after they open the first door, that's it. There's no layers in depth that makes them want to hang around because you're a one-trick pony. That's all, okay? Because you're not a bad boy. You're just a regular male. I don't know why you guys think that makes you a bad boy. You're not a bad boy. Actually, you're not a bad boy. You're just a regular grass-eating motherfucking lion. There's nothing bad about you. You're a grass-eating lion, and you think like a sheep. and that's your problem. So you're not a bad boy, so I'd appreciate if you stop acting like you're something that you're not. Let me continue to the next one. How do I create? You learn, hey, you learn game, become a student of the game, you'll learn it. Because here's your problem. You're asking, how do I become a lawyer in a question? How do I become a surgeon in a question? How do I learn how to fly an airplane in a question? You can't do it that way. Who said you're not a bad boy? I don't know why the fuck do you weak bitch-ass guys. See, this is why I got to check you, dog. I don't give a fuck what women like, and that's your fucking problem why you ain't a bad boy. Because you give a fuck what they like, and I don't give a fuck what they like. Talking about, man. Anyway, we continue. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and call in. Lines are open. Let me get back to the music, play the music, guys. We're here to chop it up for like another 35, 40 minutes or whatever for you guys out here. So let's go ahead and chop up, gang. You got questions, go ahead and ask. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session, gentlemen. We're breaking down game for any of you guys to learn how to get confidence, because the way you have to get confidence that is really hard to even accept is that one person has to go towards the fear to really unlock a door and a street that you have never seen before. If all you're doing is running away that you've always been doing and stuff, okay? Hold on a second. All you're doing if you're running away is really messing up. I'm telling y'all right now, okay? Let's see here. When you talk about the I am, does it start with creating my list of everything internal that makes me me? Okay, sir, you can't. Okay, I keep trying to say, dog, you have to be a student of the game. You're not a student of the game. You're asking good questions, but how do you know what you are? You don't know what you are. That's why you're having all these problems. You know, the lie that you have just told yourself is that you don't know what makes you you. Because if you knew what made you, you wouldn't have all these insecurities, sir. So stop lying to yourself. 252, I got you 1 second. What you're doing here, okay, what you're doing here, unfortunately, before I grab this call, is all you're doing is this. You're just looking at another prison wall thinking that you're actually learning anything. You're not learning anything with the things you're doing. You're going to have to get off your lazy ass and learn game, big dog. Eric Code 252, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, Dean, watch this, man. I've been listening to you for maybe about 2 weeks straight, man. I approached this chick last week just on some man shit. I was looking at her straight in the eyes. It seemed like that shit was turning on. I just didn't ever flinch, and I told her exactly what I wanted. I already rehearsed it in my mind and everything.
Yes, sir.
By 2 days later, I was able to, you know what I'm saying, tell her, yo, I want you to meet me here. I got this going on. She was like, all right. But she let me know that her mom's birthday was that day, and it'll have to be a little later. So I was like, cool. So the next day I told her, look, when I see you tomorrow, she came to me first and was like, she you know, confirmed that we was going to see each other, but, you know, she probably was going to be a little tipsy when she showed up. So I was like, well, you know, go ahead and bring a change of clothes. So she was like, bring a change of clothes? Bring a change of clothes for what? So I was like,
yeah, for what? Why would you tell her to bring a change of clothes, buddy?
I told her that because I said, as soon as she said that, I said, we're going to breakfast in the morning.
Okay, stop. Okay, how old are you, big dog?
36.
Okay, listen, bro, listen. You just met her. Why would you say something so odd and weird and creepy, dog? That doesn't make any sense, big guy. Why would you say that? You just met her. What has she done to qualify? Okay, answer me this question. What has she done to qualify going into your kingdom? Tell me, what has she done to qualify herself to be lucky enough to spend the night in your palace, sir? What has she done? Please, elaborate. Let me know. What has she done? Did she slay a dragon or some shit Did she kill a minotaur?
Man, she ain't done nothing.
So then, if she hasn't done anything, then why would you let a peasant and a nobody? You remember there's a clip always playing the Tudors. You say nothing, you do nothing, which means you are nothing, which bears the question, what is a nothing doing in my presence? So if you create worlds and universes in your mind, why would you have a nothing and a nobody who hasn't even shown you any reason? Why would you let her in your palace so easily, man? Why?
Message understood, Dredd. Message understood.
You have got to make them earn your palace. Because if you let her in, you're showing her your desperation. You're showing her you will accept the want versus the need. And then you become food, man. What has she done?
I. So this is what I mapped out in my mind. The way, because I'm going to see her again. So she curbed me tonight, though.
She curbed you because you wanted to come over to your place. What?
All right.
I don't understand, dog. Right. Listen, what we teach over here is kindergarten, dog. It's not hard. It's not. I don't try to make it hard. I don't understand why you. What? How many times do I tell you guys stop acting desperate? How many times do I tell you stop asking for ass and pussy? She doesn't know you. For all she knows, you could be a murderer. I'm not saying you are. But does she know you? Does she know anything about you? But yeah, you're telling her to bring a change of clothes. Why do you hate yourself, dog?
Oh, man. Damn. Hey, man, I'm going back to the drawing board, G.
You got to go back to your drawing board and stop being desperate, man.
Yeah.
Coming to your palace should be earned. You just don't let her over a GP. But that shows desperation, buddy. Does that make any sense?
Man, shit make a whole lot of sense. I'm going back to the drawing board. I got
you. Yeah, go back to the drawing board, man, because You're showing her that you ain't got no patience, man. You don't have any experience. Why would I tell a woman who doesn't know me, trust me, who has probably more a moral compass right now and has church rules that to come over to my place? So what are you calling her? You don't even realize what you called her. What are you calling that woman? A slut and a whore and dirt under your shoe. So why would a woman want to be around someone who's already judged her as being easy? You already judged her as being a slut and a whore. That's why she's not coming over. And that's why y'all lose, because you place too many judgments on women. Does that make any sense, sir?
It make a lot of sense, Brad. I appreciate it, though.
All right, we'll throw you back in, man. You have another question, just let me know, okay, my brother?
All right, man, peace.
I respect. Great call. Great call. Thank you, sir. Great call. Let's see here. Let me get to this question we have right here. He said, I tried to put my bid on a girl. She's in age with a ring on her finger. She was blushing. How can I take her? She gave me her number in social, socials, but I didn't text back. You don't have, okay. I don't understand. Let me ask you a question. Hold on, this is what I understand. If I'm the inventor of the bid, and you never got with me for coaching on the bid, then why the fuck do you, why are you using a word that has nothing to do with it? You ain't putting in your fucking bid. This is the problem with a lot of you guys. Y'all take words and you don't even know the fucking meaning of the words and the significance of the words, and you're randomly just using it. You have never got with me with your bid, because if you did that, you wouldn't be saying this asinine shit right here. You wouldn't be saying this shit. You wouldn't be saying this shit. So I would appreciate it if you do not disrespect and pee on something I've created that you've never taken the time to learn. You have not put your bid in. So don't ever say that shit again until you do put your bid in. Because if you have put your bid in, this shouldn't even be a goddamn question. Jesus Christ. Shame on you, man. You guys, all y'all do is grab words and you don't even know what they mean. And you try to use the words like you know shit and you don't know anything. If you sat down with me, worked on our bid, that would not be a question at all because you would have been clear and concise. No, I did not. That's not a bid. Your bid is when you take 30 minutes and get with me and learn how to make it yours and learn how to talk to women versus at them. So no, that's not the bid. Jesus Christ. As I was saying before, gentlemen, we got about 40 minutes left in the show. You guys sabotage yourselves when you're unable to reach the high expectations you put on yourself. And the reason you can't reach those expectations, gentlemen, is because you guys out here are sitting around desperately trying to get a woman over your place versus having game. Listen to what I'm saying to y'all guys out here. And this is what's so important. Most of y'all don't understand that most of you guys set a high bar that you want sex. And I'm not going to knock you for that. But that bar is so goddamn high, you can't reach that when you feel incapable of even having experience. What experience do you have sitting around begging women? That young man that just called in, tell her to bring a bunch of clothes over. There is no experience. You cannot run away from the fear of failure. You must face it. You must stop running away from taking risks. Face it. Face up making mistakes and facing it. Face your decisions. All these things you've got to face. Because if you don't do it, you're just going to be the same guy. Joseph, this is the last. Joseph, I'm going to say this with love. You ask me another bitch-ass question like this, I will block you. I will block you, sir. Because I find it truly disrespectful when I'm sitting around teaching you real game as a fucking man and you disrespect me like this. Don't you say shit. Don't you say anything else in this room again or you're going to be blocked. I find that very disrespectful. All I do is teach you game and teach you how to be a man, and you want to say this, don't say anything else again in this room or you will be blocked. Do not come in my room and disrespect this ism I'm giving you, shit you never even heard before. You got the fucking nerve to spit in my face with this bitch shit. Matter of fact, you know what, I'm gonna do you a favor, get the fuck out. Gentlemen, I do everything I can to put you in the right position, and I don't appreciate you spitting in my face with that silly-ass shit. If you want to learn how to fuck a woman, get your ass on and do something else. My father's health is critical state. He's going through cancer treatment. I have a tough time continuing to go on my life as a man. But life help. Hey, DG. DG. There has to come a time that even in the animal kingdom with lions, that the male lions must leave the pride and start their own life. Didn't say not. Listen, I'm sorry what's going on with your dad. Love your dad. Be there for your dad. Appreciate your dad. But the problem when you're not looking at the game the right way. We do not celebrate loss. We celebrate life. He lived a great life. Celebrate him. Celebrate his name. Celebrate that he gave you life. Don't look at it. You're looking at it the wrong way. And number two, what I'm saying is that as a man, DG, You've got to understand that that life is going to take our lives away. We ain't going to be here forever. So what I'm saying to you is learn game, brother. Come on, you got this. You got this. Hold on, Daniel, I got you. What does your marketing team do? My marketing team is broken up into certain things. I've got a division of, let me show you, sir. My marketing team is broke up into a lot of things because I've got to market myself. So my marketing team allows me and helps me to position myself. The wine above my bed is my marketing team to position myself. The paintings on my wall, my shower lights, my croissants, my grand muffins when I make meals like this. All these things show me how to position myself to show the woman to buy into me. Buy into me. Just like she does the one thing, right? The women buy into one thing, the dress, the person, the shoes. All they do is position themselves to show the woman why them. And that's all my marketing team does. They show me how to position myself. But we'll get deeper than that in the book. So I can't really go too much into that. But great question, sir. Let me continue. Next question. The girl from yesterday responded, give me a trip. I won't soon forget. Well, hey, Daniel, tell her the trip starts. The trip starts when she cashes in your invitation. Listen, I'm showing you games. See how fast that was, Daniel? The trip starts as soon as you can cash in my invitation. But I'm going to warn you, the invitation falls off the table at midnight tonight. Because at that point, I'm going to realize I'm wasting my time trying to beg and prove myself to somebody I don't know well enough to even do the things I don't do as a man. It is time, Daniel, to draw a goddamn line in the motherfucking sand, sir. Time to draw a line in the sand. Cash in the opportunity to go on the trip. But the fucking ticket is null and void at 12 midnight. Because at that time, I'm going to start to realize that I have nothing to prove to you. So either you're going to take it and enjoy the trip or leave it and good luck, good riddance, D. That's how men do shit. That's how men do it. What does a drug change about what you do? Oh, you want to see? Give me a second. I'll show you. You want to see what it does? I'll show you what it does. Good question. I'm going to show you what it does, brother. You want to really know what the drug does, okay? I'm going to show you what the drug does. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to show you what the drug does. Let me find it, sir. You really want to know what the drug does. All right. All right. I have no problem showing you. Guys, what you are about to see what the drug of man does and why men are always the prize. Allow me to show you, sir. Hold on, let me find that shit. I have no problem showing you what the drug does, and I don't even know if I have it still. I don't think I have it anymore. I'll find it. Hold on, let me see if I can find that shit. Let me check one more place, and if I can find it, I'll let you know. Let me check one more place. Give me 1 second. Let me scroll and find that joint, and I'll be happy to show you what the drug does. Oh, the drug is so powerful. It's so bold and so beautiful. When you till it in your mind and you bring it and you make it into your own weed and your own cocaine and your own fentanyl. Oh, my God, it's such a beautiful thing when it's labeled. It has your signature on it. It is such a beautiful thing. Almost there. I'm going through it. I don't know if I have it. I'm just trying to find it, guys. Give me 1 second. He wants to know the answer, what the drug does. So let me see if I can find it. And I don't think I have it. I wonder where I put it at. Let me try. Let me check one more thing, brother. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I know I thought I dropped it here. Let me look for it, sir. Let me try to look for one thing. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see. Because I know your boy. Yeah, I know your boy has it. I don't think I got rid of that joint. I'm going to try a few more seconds, guys. Be patient with me. I'm just trying to find what the drug does. I mean, it's such a powerful drug. Y'all got to see what that shit does, man. Shit. The ism of the drug is so great. Whew. Such a powerful drug, man. So powerful. No, I cannot. I cannot find what it does. I wish I could have showed you, but I don't have it anymore. Such a shame. It's such a beautiful thing. It was like a Mona Lisa. It was so beautiful. But I cannot find it. So, yeah, I wish I could find it, but I can't find it. So I cannot show you, sir. But if I could, I would. It's beautiful. Let me try one more thing. Wait, let me see something here. Let me see here. I can pull this up. Because that should drop automatically there. No, I can't find it. Wait. I downloaded it, right? Yeah, if I downloaded it. Well, give me a second, guys. I got a question. We can reset the lines for 3-way. Nothing in there. So all it downloads is Facebook. I'll try more time. I can't find it. I can't find it. It's not here. Anyway, I would wish I could show you, but I don't know what I did with it. I don't know what to do with it. So let me continue. Y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. I'm sorry, guys. Let's get to the next group of questions. What else we have here? He said, thanks, listen. Accept it. You know, we all going to die. Just enjoy what he is. Don't look at the bad. You know what I mean? Don't look at the negative, okay? As men, celebrate the name and realize the baton is going to be passed to you. And you must hold that baton with respect, and you must grow. So don't look at it as a curse. Take it as a gift and just enjoy his time and celebrate him. So, you know, just celebrate him. That's the beautiful thing about game. Let's go. We've got 30 minutes, so I get more questions. I'll reset the lines. Oh, wait, wait. Okay, 252, I'm going to reset the lines. Just call back. So I'm going to reset the lines real quick.